This is February 27th, 2016, and this is the KPFA LSB meeting is now called to order. Roll call. I don't know. I just don't want to have to hold it for 3 hours or 5 hours or however long, 10 hours, whatever. You know. Oh.
10-hour meeting.
Whoa.
Okay, so down the list, Adams.
Present.
Adams is here. Alderson, I am here. Campisi.
Here.
Campisi is here. Edwards-Tiekert. Edwards-Tiekert is not here. Fest.
Here.
Fest is here. Fuentes. Fuentes is not here. On his way. Okay, he's absent for now. Futrin. And Futrin is not here. Goen. Goen is not here. Hernandez. Hernandez is not here. Jacobs.
Here.
Jacobs is here. Coburn.
Here.
Coburn is here. Lynch. David.
Here.
David Lynch is here. Tim Lynch.
Here.
Tim Lynch is here. Moore.
Present.
Moore is here. Morgan.
Here.
Morgan is here. Olson.
Here.
Yeah. So I'm gonna isn't gonna mark him absent for the. I mean, Scruggs. Okay, Scruggs is not here. Sterling?
Here.
Sterling is here. Town Nichols? Town Nichols is not here. Thompson? Thompson is not here. Travis?
Here.
Travis is here. Whipperman?
Here.
Whipperman is here. White? White is not here. Wilkinson?
I'm here.
Wilkinson is here. Withers?
Here.
Withers is here. And McCoy? Yeah, here. People want me to note that you're here or not here, so that's what I'm doing. Okay, so that's 15 present and a quorum.
Can I make a motion to excuse? I move that we excuse all absences.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Is there a discussion? All those in favor, please raise your hands. Opposed. It carries unanimously. Okay. The agenda. Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
No move.
Okay. Is there a second?
I want that.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. On discussion. Frank.
I just wanted to know that we wanted to ask.
Use the microphone, please.
I just wanted to note if we should add somewhere in there about the discussion of the remote thing, if there's time. That's all. I don't have a suggested place yet. I was just noting that.
So I want to move an amendment. What I'd like to propose is that we strike new business, number A, which is a review of the budget process and reporting obligations. And I'm hoping that the treasurer can just cover that as part of her report, just to because it seems like that's a treasury sort of thing, and that maybe we can add remote access to meetings there under new business.
I would like to discuss it up front because it affects whether Scott's votes will count during this meeting, and I think it's important. And the point that I wanted to make is that I did read all your emails, and, you know, you stated that, you know, that LSB meetings are governed by the same rules as the PNB, and the PNB only has 4 regular meetings a year and is allowed to have telephonic
did you move
meetings.
Did you move an amendment?
Should I move an amendment? I'm not
well,
sure.
Well, you had. I guess you're speaking against Craig's amendment, is what you're doing.
Okay, I would like to just have it discussed at the start of the meeting rather than at the end.
Any other discussion, Margie?
I just want to volunteer to be a timekeeper.
Good. Do you have it? So, is there a way you can notify people or something?
Yes. I mean, I don't have a screen.
How about a piece of yellow piece of paper that you can? I don't think we have in this LSB set a time limit. We had one under the old one, but that's not what's under discussion right now. What's under discussion is the agenda and the motion to amend the agenda. Are there any more? Janet.
Yes, I support Craig's amendment.
Okay. All right. She supports the amendment. Anyway, okay, any other discussion? All those in favor of the amendment to the agenda, which is an essential...
Which amendment are you talking about?
I'm talking about the one that new business 15A, that there's a substitute of a discussion of remote access, and that the review of the LSB budget be folded into the treasurer's report. Yes, as long as you use a microphone.
So maybe since we had to propose something, how about after public comments we spend some time on it? That would be before.
That's a substitute motion. Oh. So you're speaking against it.
So do I need to like say I want to make a substitute motion? Is that what I should do? So I'd like to just make a substitute motion that we bring the quick discussion in about this at least remote broadcast or remote participation after public comments or after the general manager's report would be great.
Decide on one, please.
Oh, okay, I was just leaving it open, but I'd say let's just say after public comments.
Okay. Is there a second? Okay. So, by the way, for all of you new people, welcome to the board. Okay. On the amendment, Janet.
I want to speak against the substitute. We have a lot of important things to do, or at least a number of important things to do that we can't not do, like, for example, committee sign-ups. And so, you know, how long that would discussion would go at that point. So I would want it to be later on in the agenda, at least after the item 12, the PNB. So I would vote against the substitute. Also, I just want to note that I invited Aki Tanaka to come to help with the PNB committee sign-ups in case there's are contested seats, and he would need to know when to come.
Sorry.
And so far he knows to come at 1:25.
The list at this point is Craig, Joy, and I think Barbara.
Well, I want to speak against moving this item up to allow Scott to participate in this meeting. I think it's a worthwhile discussion to have, but I think the board needs to – there are many facets to this issue, and I think the board needs to think them through and have a fuller discussion about that. I think having this vote early on just about Scott is really out of order because there's been no notice to all the members of the board that they can participate. And there are people who are far away who would probably take the opportunity to participate in this meeting if they could remotely, but haven't been given that opportunity. There needs to be, fair access. We need to work out the technical problems to allow everybody. So I think it's out of order. I'm talking on the motion, which is to move this item up the agenda to allow Scott to participate. And I'm just saying I don't think Scott can participate today until the board makes a decision about how we're going to handle remote meeting and make notice to everybody fairly and deal with the technical issues, et cetera, et cetera. So we can have a discussion about it, but farther down the agenda.
Okay. Any other discussion? Oh, wait. Barbara.
Joy. So I want to say I'd like us to consider that we're welcoming new people to this board. Yes, it wasn't proper notice. He's new. When we talk about other people, opportunity, no one has come before us that I can remember and said, I want to do remote access. So no one's been denied. So we're just talking about this once, but as far as putting it up on the agenda, the reason why I think it's important is because we're not going to get to number 15, 13, 14, 15, 16, we never do anyway. So we don't necessarily have to make a decision today, but I'd like to begin the discussion. And I think Scott already understands that he may not be able to participate today, but he can at least listen. So I want us to consider putting it up to at least have a brief discussion about the cons and pros against it, and then see if we can set it up, even if we don't make a decision today. And we could do a time limit. I could friendly amendment to Frank's to move it up and set it for 10 minutes and have a hard, fast time. That's my suggestion.
Well, I'm in favor of moving it up to Frank's proposal, because I think all that should happen today is just a simple vote, not this long discussion about whether or not we have the ability to do this, have the money to do this, have the organization to do it. I mean, I think that's something that a committee should decide later. So I think we should have a simple vote now in the beginning of the meeting so that it can be clear whether or not Scott is going to be able to participate. And I will vote against his participation because I know there are a lot of other people that would want to. But I don't want to have this discussion at the end. The discussion needs to be had, but in a outside of this meeting.
Sharon.
Thank you, Barbara. I agree. The discussion needs to be had at the beginning of the meeting because Scott is here and we need to sort of clarify as he's public, in which case maybe he would be speaking under public comments, which we're not giving him that opportunity either. So I just think we need to move the discussion up. And I also just want to say, as to just echo what Joy said a little bit, I used my time to do the research that I've sent you guys in all those emails because I received a request from Scott. I've also said that this would apply to people that other chose to, and we can work out the technical difficulties. I mean, I've said that from the beginning, so.
Rich and then Frank. And then Jan.
I think that this is something that we could discuss, but I don't think that we would act on it this meeting in terms of it, because I think there are a lot of technical issues and rules that need to be set in place as to who is allowed access in this manner. Because at that point, do the wind say that, well, the public comment part, does that have to be available streamed and they could be part of it and things like that?
The
and also,
subject
I know
is where it is on the
also
agenda.
Like to look at it, so.
Right. So are you for or against moving it up?
I am for moving it up, okay. But I don't think we need to act in doing
okay.
it at the time.
Frank.
I'm still for moving it up, but I feel like we could just set, you know, a little time discussion. As we had talked amongst ourselves trying to work it out, me and Scott worked out some of the technical bugs last week or earlier in the week. And played around with it, and it seems to be working okay.
You're talking on the substance. This is whether or not we move it up. So I think we're about to have a discussion, a vote on the amendment.
Okay.
Okay. Janet.
I think it's important to have the discussion. I still support Craig's original motion. The LSB having its own rules for meetings is a violation of the bylaws, and also there are some CPB risks. So that needs to be discussed. So,
okay.
And we're not going to, you know, if there's not going to be a discussion, a short thing, and then a decision made, that's not a good thing.
I'm confused.
Is that on? Is that
I don't know. Is this on?
Yeah.
Okay. I heard Joy make an amendment to Frank's motion, which was to limit the discussion to 10 minutes. Is that correct? Okay. And I second that amendment. And move it up. But first, yes, so it's Frank's motion to move it up. The amendment would be at 10 minutes. Okay.
Procedurally, I support that.
And I'm asking the chair how to do it.
Oh, thank you. Beats me, but, you know, this is our... Exactly. Or not. I mean, there's an amendment to amend the amended. And so I think we need Joy's first so we know what kind of thing we're talking about. If we're talking about a long or short... That is being proposed that unless you would like to amend Joy's amendment.
I have just something which may help. If Frank accepts the amendment, it's considered a friendly amendment. You don't do that? Okay. I withdraw that.
We could change the rules.
Not me.
Janet wants to speak again. This is your third time, Janet. Go ahead.
a 10-minute item can be extended, and so I'm afraid that that might happen.
Okay. All right. Okay. We are now voting on whether or not, if we agree to move the discussion up, that it will be 10 minutes. Okay. So, all in favor of having a 10-minute limit on a discussion on the, where am I? On the, on right. Okay, I know, but I'm a comedian. Let me alone. Okay, all in favor, please raise your hands.
This is the 10 minutes.
Yeah. Joy, did you count, Joy? Because she voted yes. Okay, just let's have it up again and let's do the count. Ten. Opposed. It doesn't matter. It fails. So it passes. So it's a 10-minute limit. What?
You have to take abstentions.
One, two, three. Okay, now we're on somebody's motion, Frank's motion, that we have this after public comment. Is there any more discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor of moving the discussion, the 10-minute discussion up, please raise your hand. Noes. It moves up. Okay. What?
Eight yes, four no.
Abstentions. Okay. So we now have an agenda, and that supersedes Craig's motion. It's a substitute motion. Substitute amendment. So now we have to vote on the agenda, the amended agenda.
Madam Chair?
What?
At some point we'll have a motion to offer. It's regarding the PNB, so I don't know whether to bring it up during the PNB report or...
Yes, why don't you do that?
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay, great. So, wait a minute. What's on the floor now is a motion to approve the amended agenda. Rich.
I'd like to move that we move item number 10 up, which is future board meetings, to after either public comments or general manager report.
Make a choice here.
After the general manager's report, because I think we do need to get to that. We can't have it towards the bottom after everything.
All right. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. And any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please raise your hands. Seven yes, noes. Abstentions? Three. And anonymous people, you can do your arithmetic and you'll know. Okay. So now what we have is an amended agenda which has... After the public comments, a 10-minute discussion on remote access, and I think that we're talking about at this meeting and in general, but at least at this meeting. Maybe we would, anyway, never mind. Don't want to confuse things. And then after item 8, we are moving up 10 to the 2016 meeting calendar. All right. That's what's on the table. Yes, Sharon.
I'm just not clear if item 15 is still on. And I just want to say, since that was an agenda item that I suggested, I actually agree with what Craig said to just fold that into the treasurer's report. I'm okay with that.
Okay, great. So we'll recognize that will come up even if we don't do anything
okay,
on the agenda here. But
I withdraw item 15, just for clarity, I guess. Or I withdraw it and fold it into
We're voting somebody. It just sits okay. there. Don't worry about it, and it'll be taken care of. So it will evaporate. I'm for evaporation of agenda items. Okay. It's in Robert's Rules, number 26C123. Okay. All those in favor of... Does everybody understand what we've got in terms of the order? Okay. All those in favor of the amended agenda, please raise your hands. Opposed? Abstention? One abstention. Okay. Minutes.
Here you want to. Okay. I have the minutes. Everybody has the minutes from the last meeting. Before we get into the minutes, I just want to mention, ordinarily I distribute half sheets for people to make motions on. It's extremely helpful to have written motions when we get into discussion items. They fell out of my backpack or something today. I don't have them, so I passed around just blank pieces of paper. So if you do have a motion, that's what the pieces of paper are for. Okay, and just write them down. So anyway, back to the minutes. I have the minutes. Along with your name. So the minutes are here, and any corrections or amendments, bring them on.
Moved adoption and seconded. Yes. On discussion. Seeing none. Going once. Going twice. Okay, I'm going to take the vote. All in favor of accepting. Raise your hands. Opposed? What do you call it? Abstentions. Thank you. One. Okay. Good.
Point of information.
Yes. Well, point of information.
Well, first, I mean, the vote count should be spoken into the public record, I think. And the point of information is, so for the committee, PNB committees, as I was mentioning with Aki's presence, is that now pushed to 1:35 because of the additional 10-minute agenda item?
We won't know that until we get to it.
We're not going to know. I mean, Aki is here.
Oh,
and
there he is.
So
oh,
I we're
didn't
cool.
see him.
Okay. And, you know, if I don't get the count, remind me again and again and again and again, Janet. And we'll get it in the record. Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'm not bothering to offer it as a motion, but I would just like to ask the Secretary if in the future he could endeavor to distribute the meetings within roughly, roughly within a week after the meeting is done. It'd be nice to see them when it's a little fresher in our minds rather than waiting till just before the next meeting. So as I say, I'm not making a motion, but I make that request.
Okay. Where we are? What?
Announcements.
Okay. An announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Okay. So this LSB has a not very long live tradition, but a tradition that when we meet during fund drives, we pass a pledge sheet around. Members of the LSB pledge some money that they haven't already given or that they may intend to give but haven't sent in, and that we give that to the station to use as a match fund. And it's been very successful in the past. We've put together. And what will happen is when you put your name on the sheet of paper and the amount of money that you're willing to donate, you'll get something in the mail from KPFA. So you don't have to do anything about it. You'll just get a bill in the mail, and it'll say that you've made this pledge. And Kate Gowan, who's not here today, has joined me in starting off the pledges. And so I have a sheet, and I'm going to pass it around and ask people to put their names down and how much they're willing to pledge. and we'll turn that over to the station. And so thank you all very much. That's my announcement.
Well, the question, so we've already given for this fund drive?
No. This is separate.
Margie, you didn't...
What did I say?
For new people, you left out that this will be announced...
As
a donation from the whole LSB.
From the KPFA LSB, right, exactly. Okay.
Sharon?
Is there any particular program that the match is played on, or how is that decided?
We leave it up to the folks who are running the fund drive to decide where it can be used most effectively.
Right. Okay. Any other announcements?
There you go. Yeah, you pledged out.
Frank.
Sorry.
The KPFA apprenticeship program is still seeking applicants for the 2016 starting group. I was just trying to look it up. I believe we extended it to March 24th. So if anybody knows any people that are late birds and still want to try to get it in, they can go to kpfaapprentice.org and download an application there. Or I believe it's probably on the kpfa.org site as well. And or they can call 510-848-6767, extension 235, and we could mail an application to you.
Great.
And Joy. To piggyback on that, we want to highly encourage those listening who applied in the past to reapply.
Right.
It's important.
Okay. We have a frog in the house.
I don't think that microphone can keep going around. It has. Oh, did it come back?
Okay. No more announcements. Public comments. Did either of you? No. Okay. Cool. All right. We are now to the 10-minute discussion on remote participation. And I suppose Sharon would like to speak. Right. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I actually appreciated the email exchange that we have been having. And so based on the last email, which said that LSB meetings must be in compliance with all other committee meetings. I don't have the exact site right here, including the PNB meetings. And then I just looked at what the PNB meetings require, which is Article 6, Section 1. And the PNB is required to meet regularly in March, June, September of each year. Well, four times, four regular board meetings. And that the special meetings, which are all the other meetings, are allowed to be on telephone. So I would just submit that under the very argument that you provided, it actually, the bylaws currently do provide for people to attend, because the PNB is allowed to attend by telephone, and as you said, that the rules apply to all the committees, so I think that would apply to the LSB as a committee of the PNB. And the second point I wanted to make, that was the first point, and the second point I wanted to make was that the other committees of the PNB, like the election committee and all of those committees, are meeting telephonically, and we are a committee of the PNB. So I do believe that we actually are permitted to meet telephonically. But what I would like to suggest, I mean, it's all kind of a little bit not, I mean, I understand that this is not how people have operated. But I do believe in the value of personal attendance at meetings. And so I personally would like to suggest that perhaps there's a way we could have limits, like if you're beyond a certain distance or if you have health issues or, you know, disability access issues. That we could perhaps in those situations, that's just an option. I mean, I actually believe we're allowed to meet telephonically, but I am willing to consider options like that.
Okay, I have Frank, Janet, Craig, Tim, Barbara.
I'll try to be brief because I know we limited to 10 minutes, but I just believe it's time. It's time for a new way. There's people that are on the board that are listening via internet or wherever they're at. Their affiliates and stuff like that that could benefit from this. You know, Rich here, Burton. I don't think it's a substitute for us, you know, that are close enough within the signal range that could, you know, take an hour to drive here like I do or, you know, an hour to drive back. You know, I would still always come to the meetings, you know, it would be just for the people like maybe I think Janet in the past and the PNB had some people with mobility issues or disability. They could be on the LSB or The people that are far away wouldn't have to travel every time. But it's not a substitute for all of us not to come in. That's just what I want to be. And, you know, we could work out the bugs and the legal ramifications or issues, you know, in a committee or whatever you guys propose. But, you know, we got them here now. I could, you know, sit by you or have the camera facing you next time. And I believe Scott, as I looked at the when I looked into it with him, it was, I think it holds up to like 50 people. So, you know, Rich, Burton, and Scott, you know, it's not going to blow the top off their system. So, you know, I would just like to say it's a new time, it's a new era. Let's go for it. There, we could work it out. And I guess just discussing the legal stuff about PM, CPB and stuff like that is what we need to do.
Janet.
And is somebody taking time, the overall time?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
I'm juggling as many.
Yeah, I mean, I also did participate in this online exchange, and I don't know whether the last post that I made was read, but I want to remind this body that it is a standing committee of, it is a committee of the PNB, and it has to follow the same meeting rules as... Sorry, as is in the bylaws. The PNB and the other committees are streamed live, and that's something that if this, what's being discussed here, that would not be happening. That's one of the reasons why the CPB probably allows the telephonic meetings for PNB. Also, the directors on those, or the people who are on those committees, are from all over the country. I mean, extreme parts of the country. So that's another reason. So I have issues with, you know, no matter what the law says, the state law says, we have the CPB. We we don't want to jeopardize even further being under the microscope of the CPB by not following what they prescribe. So I don't think, I mean, I would like participation. And you know, I had a bylaws amendment about this, and it was voted down, and for some of this reason. So I do not support this at this time, at least from this body, a decision by this body.
Craig.
Yeah, so here are some of the issues I see with this proposal. I mean, I think making it possible for people to participate is a good thing. But we would have to ensure, I mean, if we're going to do it for one meeting, we have to make sure that essentially it's available for all meetings. I mean, we can't say we'll allow it for these meetings but not for those meetings. Essentially, we've got to have it for all meetings, which means that every meeting place our board meets has to have the technical capacity for that. We happen to be in an office today that has wireless network, and we're connected. Scott is connected wirelessly today, right? We have met in places that don't have networks like that. I'm sorry? It does matter. If people are going to connect to participate remotely in our meetings, we have to have the technical means for them to do so. We have met in places as diverse as public libraries, union halls. As I mentioned, freight and salvage in the past, the board has met there. There have been a number of places that the board has met that don't have the network to sustain the kind of remote participation that we're talking about now. So it would, I think, severely limit the ability of the board to have meetings, not just in the outlying areas, because we do have a commitment to meet where our listeners are, but even in the core area of Berkeley or Oakland. I mean, the number of places that have those technical abilities are limited. So that's number one. Number two is that we have to, the board has to have in-person meetings because we are the contact point for listeners. And that's the whole purpose of having a mandated 30-minute public comment. And we can't presume that our listeners have the technical ability to, you know, dial in or link in to whatever virtual discussion there is. I mean, we have to build in-person access to this board. So that's another limitation. A further limitation is that we have to anticipate if this ability to connect remotely is available for one, that there's nothing that prevents a majority of us, or all of us even, from connecting remotely. I mean, who wants to make the trek, you know, to some meeting place far away. I mean, we could all be pulling weeds in our front lawn and participating in the meeting. But then what does that do for the whole function of in-person meetings? And right? I mean, so what happens if a majority of us don't come here to participate in person? I mean, I'm just saying that there are a number of issues that need to be thought through here before we were to launch something like this. As far as Scott's participation today, the notice has not been given to all members about how to communicate or how to participate, you know, how to link in, et cetera. So it's unfair to allow him and not other people. So anyway,
thanks,
that's my point.
Thanks, Craig. Is that the 10 minutes or is that 3 minutes? Okay.
Our rule is 3 minutes.
Okay, our rule has been 3 minutes. We didn't set a rule in this LSB. We may want to do that, but can we? Let me be quiet. Can we have a consensus that we're going to operate on a 3-minute rule? I mean, that was 3 minutes.
I think 3 minutes is too long when you only have 10 minutes. Yeah.
Okay.
1 minute. Yeah.
Okay. Now. Yeah. All right. And we're now at 10 minutes, right?
No.
Oh, I'm taking up the time. If I do a little song, we'll be at 10 minutes. I think we're going to have to extend this, aren't we?
No.
Who
else is on the list?
Okay. On the list is Tim, Barbara, Sabrina, David. What?
Anthony.
Joy. Wait a minute. No. Tim, you're not on my list. Oh, okay. Tim.
Okay. Got just a point of information first. When the PNB committees meet telephonically, are they all meeting telephonically, right? There's not some people in a meeting room and some people who are not. So this would be a very different situation what we're describing than what the PNB does. Okay, I just wanted to clarify on that. I also have concerns. Like Craig was saying, that not all the people that would have been here would have liked to have this opportunity that we're proposing that Scott have were given that opportunity. I know in particular Brian has said that he would have definitely considered that possibility had it been one. So I don't think it's fair that we allow Scott in today without having allowed other people prior notice to have arranged this kind of participation. So I would propose that we explore this notion further at a later date, but that we vote down the idea of Scott's participation today. I also have concerns that we need to go into executive session sometimes. And when we do go into executive session, already executive session at the PNB level has not been quite executive because I've read documents and comments online within days of executive sessions. We would have no such thing, in my opinion, as an executive session if we went to this type of a meeting. There is no way to guarantee an executive session in this kind of a scenario. So, thank you.
Barbara,
what's the time? Well, really, it's up. It's 10 minutes. Yeah, it's been 10 minutes.
Okay.
So let's move to extend.
All right. Well, all right. Here, I have an suggestion. That we vote on whether or not we're generally in favor of exploring a way to have remote participation. And if we are, then we have a vote on whether or not today Scott will be able to participate. And what I think that means that he gets called on and that he gets to vote. We all would agree, irrespective of the way the vote went, that he's welcome to stay and listen. And so that we start like that. Does that sound great? Okay. So how many people are in favor of exploring so that there is a way for people to participate remotely? Could you raise your hands? It is unanimous. Okay. So people are in favor of it unanimously. Okay. Now, for in terms of today, I presume, let's say, all of those in favor of Scott being able to speak today and vote today, please raise your hands.
Well, can we separate those two?
Right, for him to be present.
Well, maybe he can speak, but maybe his vote won't count if he felt the urge to speak. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, we...
Well, he is on the board, but I mean...
Okay,
you know.
There's a motion, there's a suggestion that this be split. All those in favor of splitting this, raise your hands.
Come on, buddy.
Three say yes, four say yes, five say yes. How many? Okay, opposed to splitting it. Is that tied? Okay, so we're splitting it.
Is it the right to split it unconditionally without a vote? Yeah.
Okay,
right,
all right. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll learn this, you know, just before I die. Okay, all those in favor of allowing Scott to vote today, please raise your hands.
Scott's got his hand up, by the way.
He's not being counted. Six, yes. All those opposed to Scott voting today. Eight, no's. Any abstentions? No. Okay. So Scott does not vote today. All those in favor of letting Scott speak today, please raise your hand. Opposed. Two. Three. Abstentions. Two. Okay. All right. So he gets to speak.
I want
to get. Okay. All right. Hi, Scott. Okay. But I cannot call on Scott because I can't see Scott, and I don't know how, and I, you know. So I guess, Scott, if you want to speak, say Scott for the stack, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. Public comments, remote, yes. Oh, yes, and maybe we want to set up a committee. But Craig, okay. All right. Who wants to be on the committee? Okay. Sharon. Sam, Sarah. Janet, Sabrina, that's your committee. And Craig.
Can Scott be on the committee?
I don't know. Oh, Scott, you want to be on the committee?
Yes.
Are you going to participate remotely? That's a joke. Okay. So the committee is the people who volunteered are Scott, Sharon, Sam, Sarah, Janet, Sabrina, and Craig. Who's going to be responsible for Scott, Sharon, Sam, Sarah, Janet, Sabrina, Craig? Who wants to? It's one of you has to step forward. Sharon. Okay. Frank. Okay. Sharon is in charge of that committee and will bring a proposal in. For I would say that it would be useful to do this by email ahead of time, just in case you solve all the problems and everybody feels that way, and you could raise that with the board generally and see if there was any objection to the next meeting being totally open to whatever.
I see. Okay.
Does anybody object to that sense of things?
Would you repeat what the mission of the committee is?
To see if there is a proposal that is technically workable and answers all the questions that have been raised about CPB requirements or any other issues that anybody has raised on this, so that it, and that, you know, that fairness of access and so on. And also if people in discussing it want to declare that we can, that either they we can always do this, or there are a few meetings a year, or that everybody can do this, or that they're, you know, a proposal, and just talk about all of the issues that have arisen, you know, and you know, do you have to be sick, do you have to be out of town, do you have to be, or, you know, blah blah blah, think about it. Yes, Sharon.
Just so I clarify, I understand you wanted it by email. So maybe let's just say, be optimistic and say we sort of reach some consensus. Would it be that we send out an email to the board saying that it, I'm being optimistic, that if people wanted to attend remotely, that would be possible at the next meeting? Is that what I, no. No. Okay. No. So bring a proposal to the next meeting to be voted on.
But also have access, if you want to, set up that everybody should know what the access is available, so that it's not just Scott who's been informed about how to be present here if we accept the agreement, right?
Okay.
Fairness. Okay,
yes.
Janet.
Okay.
So I am going to recommend that whatever proposal is come up with, that it be a proposal to the PNB to recommend this for, not just this, but it's not like this body can decide.
Well,
point of information.
I don't, wait a second. That is Janet's opinion. And if the committee agrees with Janet's opinion, then you will tell us that you are making a proposal for us to make a proposal to the PNB, and that we will not be able to agree prior to PNB approval. Good luck, a discussion, and a vote. But, you know, but that is not, you know, anyway.
I guess I'm wondering, too, should the committee be, right now it seems like the focus has just been on remote participation of LSB members. Should the focus of the committee include remote participation of the public?
No.
Well, I mean, I am on, I did volunteer, but I'm sorry. I'm just looking for clarification.
Yes. We can discuss that during they the meeting.
There's 10 minutes is up. That's a committee matter. We're moving on. Okay.
Thank you.
Where are we? Okay, our patient general manager. Our patient, talented, attractive general manager.
No, fine, thank you. First, I'd like to welcome aboard the newly elected members. Coming from a lifetime on the radio, I trust you will understand when I say that I hope you're here to listen. I hope that you'll put aside any preconceived assumptions, ideas about what is right or wrong direction for KPFA. And first, strive to understand that all successful boards are a product of teamwork. It's not about any individual. It's about us and what we do collectively. Ideally, these meetings are an opportunity for everyone to become connected with what the station is doing and to help energize and support those efforts. In a successful, active board, relationships need to be open-ended, joyful, spontaneous, and in true partnership with each other, a dynamic source of ideas, resources, and energy. We need to target our objectives and not be distracted. Our board's primary responsibility is to focus on the big issues that management brings forth, the important problems facing the station that need tackling. There is a network component to your job, a readiness to share contacts that we may have, that you may have, that are valuable resources to offer and steer the organization toward a sustainable future by adopting sound ethical policies to ensure that KPFA has adequate resources to advance its mission. Therefore, everyone serving on the board must be enthusiastic and actively involved in raising money. I offer you this challenge. Our biggest area of need is fundraising. Yet we have not one committee established to help brainstorm, create, and assist with successful fundraising projects. If several of you could direct your energies in that direction, that would be a major step forward. Off-air fundraising is crucial to our survival. Fund drives are our lifeblood, and additional funding offers us the flexibility to improve our equipment and operational needs. Charitable giving. Here's the good news. Donors today are looking to support organizations that have social value. Our donors are no different. They support the impact of our work, which is fortuitous for us because this plays directly into our mission. Today, there is a real currency to the outcomes we produce for education, social justice, healthcare, and the environment. Although our impact isn't easily measurable, we give voice to folks and organizations working for change. Our grant writer is using this value proposition, our impact on social outcomes, to increase our leverage and turn it into more charitable income. The Winter Fund Drive is going on right now. Goal is $590,000. As of late yesterday afternoon, our tally was near $340,000, and we have a week to go. The shorter fund drives is part of a very important part of the fund drive theme. Our listeners are responding to this message. We're getting excellent feedback about it with checks from folks who are encouraging us to keep up this effort to keep our fund drive shorter. The Grateful Dead Marathon, another success, raising $28,600 this drive. Special thanks to former board member David Gans for producing this event year after year that brings good vibes to the community and sustaining funds to KPFA. As I said previously, this is an example of a board member using his affinities, abilities, and resources. Also thanks to co-host and board member Tim Lynch, the new host of Dead to the World, for his help in making that day a great success for us. 1-in-7 ratio. Research shows that guilt is a strong motivator for our listeners to become donors. We've expanded our appeal to listeners to nudge their friends and family that listen to KPFA and make a donation to become a member. If we can move the needle on this ratio to 3 to 4 out of 7, we could really continue the shorter drive marketing strategy and keep it being successful and energized. I heard it on KPFA. This phrase, which comes verbatim from listeners, keeps coming up in conversations and emails and in feedback. At the last two crafts fairs, we had the KPFA table, and lots of listeners came over and sat down and talked to us about what they liked or disliked about KPFA. But the resounding phrase that kept coming up was, well, I heard this on KPFA. I also heard this, you know, such and such said this on KPFA. So it rang a bell, my marketing bell in my head about it. And I kept thinking about how strong it was, because there's nothing better than having the audience tell you what they're really responding to. So it's an illustration, I think, of KPFA's mission to bring many iconic voices and give a platform to a new generation of history makers. So we've created a bumper sticker using this phrase, and we planned on using this catchy phrase, I heard it on KPFA, as a larger part of our marketing campaign, because it so encapsulates who we are and what we're all about. Website 2.0. Our website, as promised, keeps evolving and getting faster and easier to use. Some of the design changes that have happened are quite subtle, but yet very impactful. Our Google Analytic research helped us learn that the listeners that come to the site usually go to archives, schedules, or programs. And now, in addition to those items being in the menu, they are showcased across the top of the page. And the listen and the download buttons are also more user-friendly. So all this is to make KPFA.org more accessible locally and globally for our website users, which leads me to a change that the station really needs to make to enter the 21st century. We need to change our database system from Memsys to Salesforce. Change in databases and why Salesforce? Donors expect to receive email confirmations of their donations. They want to be able to pay with PayPal and open or exchange or change their credit card account on our website. And currently, we are unable to facilitate any of those items because of our 20th century software. Salesforce is an incredible, powerful CRM, customer relations manager, that has been around since 1999 and is regarded as the top services in this field. Salesforce offers
customization of systems for customer member management, which would allow us to do a lot of things in relation to how we manage donor information, leads for potential donors, and what donors are interested in, et cetera. Analytics gained from Salesforce would help to provide our station greater interaction with donors, potential and existing. In terms of difference, it's night and day. Salesforce isn't just a donor base, but rather an entire management system for everyone that's related to the station, the business manager, subscription people, development, even programming. In addition to that, given that Salesforce and WordPress work really well together, we could use them as we could use them from the latest industry security standards, allowing us to those two things to communicate each other on the website. We would finally be able to redesign our support and donor pages so that listeners and web users could select thank you gifts 365 days a year. In order to make this transition to Salesforce, we need help to raise additional funds off the air. I think this is a perfect fundraising opportunity for the board to lead the charge on. It would be terrific. Other needs and issues. We desperately need to update our computers and software. We need new computers throughout the station with the latest software to enable us, everybody there, to be networked together, along with improving editing and video and Skype capabilities. And the price range for this is around $40,000, but we're going to try to raise this money through grants and or a crowdsourcing campaign on Kickstarter. This campaign should start maybe as early as April, right around our birthday on April 15th. But we've got a couple of plans and promotions set up for that, so we'll see how that works out. Last but not least is the union, and I've been notified by CWA that April 1st will be the beginning of negotiations with them about their contract, and I'll pass this information on to the national board to see who they're going to use in the negotiations for KPFA, or if we're going to have a committee or however we're going to work on that.
Did you say how much the money was for the software, for the system change?
It's about $40,000, too.
Oh, that
and both of them.
Both
yeah.
Of them.
Yeah, I didn't want to scare you with the software
so
thing.
Eight
yeah.
Eight
it's about 80 altogether. I know, ouch. It's the thing about Salesforce is that cost is a transfer cost. We've had many, many meetings with them now. We just don't have the money to pull the trigger. And we've applied for a nonprofit rate on this. So we're waiting for that to happen too. And we're also, my grant writer through the back door is trying to see if we can squeeze through one of their educational grants. It's not likely because we're not really set up for that. So the probability of that happening is not very high. But anyway, we're trying, and we're trying to attempt that, because once we make that transition, the cost, the monthly cost of that are simple. It's nothing. It's not a lot of money at all. So, but in the meantime, the transition, because our archives are heavy. You know, we've got a lot of people who have been listening to the radio station for a lot of years. Same problem we have moving the website from the old website to the new website. It took forever to get everything going over. It takes time because we've got a lot of information there. And that's it.
Okay. Is it on? Okay. Craig, Jana, Anthony.
Oh, sorry.
So, in our last meeting, somebody reported on, maybe it was Janet, I think, as part of, or Barbara, as part of the discussion about Pacifica Finance's proposal to standardize accounting systems throughout the network and kind of upgrade and bring everybody into the same system. And I'm just wondering, would Salesforce, how would that relate with? Because that was apparently a key toward getting better reports system-wide and, you know, stabilizing Pacifica Finances. So I'm just wondering what the interaction with that would be.
Yeah, well, I brought it up in one of the GM meetings, and we talked about everybody agrees that everybody in the whole chain wants to get rid of Memphis because it's so old and antiquated. It makes it hard for us to get the proper reports to the CFO. So he's very enthusiastic about this idea, too, as well.
Janet.
Thank you. Yeah, Craig, I had the same question. So I have two others. One has to do with feature story news, and this question has come up month after month after month about whether KPFA pays feature story
news.
No,
it's free.
Oh, okay. And the other has to do with having regular joint staff meetings. It's my understanding that, for example, at KPFK, the GM has had joint paid, unpaid staff meetings for months, like from July.
Because she's had a lot of trouble down there.
In any case, I'm wanting to know whether you plan to do that.
I'm very happy that we don't have to have meetings like KPFK. No, I just had a staff meeting last week, and it was my second one. I try to throw staff meetings when I think it's time for people to learn about things that they really need to know about the radio station. We've gone through a period where we haven't had a lot of trouble. We haven't had a lot of craziness. And my door is always open. So most of the things that people need to have addressed, they come walking right into my office and we end up talking about it. Or they email me and we set up a meeting, and that's basically how it goes. I don't like wasting people's time, and I certainly don't like them wasting mine. So I set up meetings when I think it's good and appropriate for the radio station. And I really like to set meetings up on a positive note, too. I think they've had a lot of meetings where people get in rooms and yell and shout at each other, and I'm not about that.
Anthony.
Yeah, question and suggestion. Who is this grant writer?
It's a grant writer that we pay. It's in the budget, $5,000. That's all we have for her, but it's done in hours. So it's all broken out in hours, and we have phone conversations and meetings where we pick and choose what grants we think are wise for us to go after. She does a lot of homework, brings it to us. We go through it. That's how we do it.
And this?
Her name is Katie Whiteman. She's in Minnesota. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, there's a group out there called these Grant Writers Association. I've been using them since I was at MoCA. They're very inexpensive, but they're very good. And if anybody can break through some of the walls and problems that we have, because Pacifica is a problem because we're behind in our audits and things like that. So we're unable to go after very major money because we can't present audits. So our strength is with family foundations that missions echoes ours. So that's what we go after. And we've been very successful with that for a while now.
Okay. My suggestion.
Go ahead.
I used to work for a medium-sized state agency, and they would replace computers on a schedule. Whether needed or not, they would come through and replace them. So I suspect there are big blocks of late model used computers available out there, be it from, say, Alameda County, East Bay Mud, what have you, probably selling them by the dozen, perhaps. I think that would be a good place to explore acquiring late
That's what I mean about
machines.
Board members with resources. Good. Thank you. So
Anthony,
could you look into that for us? Could you look into that for us? Since that's what I'm talking about. People with resources like you.
I don't know that there's a central point for this. I knew this as I was a state employee. Maybe someone else who works for Oakland or a school district or something will say, hey, they're somebody just replaced my computer. I wonder whether they're selling these old three-year-old computers for $40 a piece, which is typical.
Right. So it's a suggestion, and it's been heard, but he's been asking you if you can like to follow it up.
I'll see what I can do, but as I said, I don't know that there's a central point where we can find
Tim,
out this information.
Tim, could you pass him? Somebody pass him that. And I want to note for the record that Sasha Futran and Jose Luis Fuentes have arrived and are here, present. Oh, and Sharon. I know, you're after Tim.
So I first want to express my gratitude for what you've been doing around the station. The station looks nicer. Their equipment has been upgraded, the air room. There's new paint, there's new carpets, there's new sound baffling in the air studio. There's all kinds of things that make it nicer to do radio around there, and I really
I
appreciate that very, very much. I also hear loud and clear your challenge to the board to focus on fundraising. I think it's one of our primary purposes. I think that the computer system is desperately needed. I support this idea of Salesforce too, but as a programmer, we need new. We are still running XP. I want the board to know that the Air Studio computer still runs XP. This is a problem. This is a big problem. So if any of us in the board here can help take the leadership on getting new computers in there, it's really a desperate need. So I just want to support that. And I would like to see us focus as much time or more time on fundraising as we do on process. We spend an awful lot of time on process around here. Lastly, I had an idea that just I also wanted to put out to the board just to piggyback on this idea of increasing our listenership. I've been playing with this idea of tell one person a day about KPFA. And that if we each make it a mission to tell someone that we know that doesn't know about KPFA, right now we don't have a marketing budget. So I think word of mouth is our strongest suit, and if we can actively pursue that, we might be in better shape. So thanks.
Sharon, Craig, Sasha.
Hello, Mr. Nice to see you. I really like the I heard it on KPFA thing. I think that's really great. I just wanted to comment and just say that it just kind of struck me when you said that you have staff meetings when you think it's time for people to learn about the station. That's what you said. And I just wanted to give you maybe a little feedback that maybe staff has something to share with you. You know, so not just when you have something to say, but when they have something to say also, maybe. So, sometimes I feel like open communication is better, and I understand you don't want fighting. But sometimes you can prevent fighting by having communication.
Well, I have a big open door policy, and a lot of people come in every day with problems. I mean, that's all we do is put fires out. I mean, that's exactly what we do. But if there was a fire starting to rage, we're the point where we would need a staff meeting about it, I would definitely have it. It's not like I'm afraid to go in a room with a bunch of people that are crazy. I've done it before. So, just so you know what I mean.
Okay.
Craig.
So, in recent months, I guess you've reported on efforts to contact larger donors and, you know, kind of cultivate the larger donor base. And I'm just wondering, you know, what's going on with that? What experiences are you having? What are the results?
It's a sad tale. We made a list of all the major donors, especially the ones that had lapsed in the last 3 years. We decided to cut it off at 3 years. And so I picked up the phone, put together my little speech. And I'm not afraid to do a cold call on anybody in the world to get money, trust me. Ask some of the people in San Francisco Foundation who don't like me anymore because I call constantly, but because I don't understand why they don't work with us. But anyway, I got the same thing back. I got the same thing over and over from these major donors. They said, I would love to give money to KPFA, but I know that Pacifica is going to take it. So I'm not going to give any more money. That's the mantra that's out there. So we have to break through all of that publicity, bad publicity that's out there, and change all of that. And I think we are doing things that are changing that. The shorter fund drive thing is really struck a chord. And so it gave us a big marketing tool over the summer where we eliminated the summer drive, and we kept doing this whole thing about summer free fund drive. That really paid off. As soon as we went back into fund drive mode, we were scoring big money right away. People were just really donating right away for us. And so we knew there's a new set of energy there. But more importantly, Craig, 20% in the last two fund drives are brand new people donating to KPFA. So we know there's something out there that we're doing that's correct. You know, Oliver Stone's untold story can't be being bought by the same people over and over again, right? I kept saying to myself, well, how the hell is that happening? But what's happening is, like, we're really reaching newer people. So that's a really strong point for us, and I'm really excited about that. And so there's something going on out there that we're starting to break through a little bit, and our image is changing. The website's helping. The website gives us a whole new fresh look and appeal. It's as modern as we can make it for right now, but we're still working on it all the time. And we're improving it, and I think that's going to really help us draw younger people. And, of course, right now the world is working in our favor. Donald Trump is running for president. They won't let Obama get the Supreme Court. All these things are really working. We get a lot more listeners and a lot more participation from our listeners now because we're the place to come for to hear the truth. So we're working that as much as we can. So this is an opportunity for us to shine. So, Sharon, you probably don't know this, but we have editorial meetings like every Tuesday. At the radio station where all the programmers come in and we sit and we talk about all this kind of stuff. And there inside the radio station where everybody used to be in a silo just doing their show, they don't know what's in front of them or they don't know what the show is behind them, all that's kind of broken down too now. You know, and you'll hear promotions in the morning, promoting afternoon, and going back and forth. A lot of that stuff wasn't happening, but I'm real proud of that because I think the station's coming together very well, and I think our program director, Laura Privis, has done a really good job of trying to bring it all together. So all these little things come through the radio. People can feel the difference. You when you're listening to fun drives, now the fun drive's a little bit more fun. You know, a lot of people don't understand how much time and it goes into picking those thank you gifts and premiums and picking the right speeches and organizing all that stuff. And it's really paying off for us, I think, because I personally love fun drives because I think the programming is so good during a fun drive. And people are saying, oh, we want to get back to the regular program. Man, this programming is far better, if you ask me. But it's all. As I like to call it, you know, tiny victories, small steps that we're trying to take to break through, because a lot of it's based on us. I can't just, you know, we can't spend $50,000 and put up a bunch of billboards around town that says, hey, listen to KPFA, they're terrific. No, we have to be terrific. They have to be able to feel it. And I think there's a lot of good stuff coming out of the radio these days there.
Sasha, Frank, Bill, Jose Luis. Sabrina.
Sabrina. Can I just want to say
something
about the agenda?
We
Mike.
Okay, and after when we come back, I'm going to give Sabrina. It's going to go to Sabrina.
Okay, we allot the agenda allotted 20 minutes for this item, and we've now spent 30 on it. So I'm not proposing that anybody not speak, but I think we should be advised of this.
It's okay. We didn't do public comments.
Okay.
Public comments.
Don't worry about it. Sabrina, Sasha, Frank, Jose, Luis.
I'm definitely happy with all the changes since you've been there, Mr. Quincy McCoy. And it is starting to show through, but it's just starting to show through. As far as those editorial meetings are concerned, that's for paid staff. That's not covering the rest of us, unpaid staff. And I think there needs to be more inclusion as far as us unpaid staffers that are providing programming so that we can all be on the same page. But it is starting to come through, so I'm not trying to be a negative Nelly or anything like that. But okay, so maybe if it's like a once a month type of thing, I think that's also what Anthony was speaking to as far as staff meetings. Maybe we shouldn't call them staff meetings. Maybe we should call them editorial meetings and create an agenda that reflects that as such. But whatever paid staff is doing, unpaid staff needs to be on the same page with them. So I think that's the next step into making more of an inclusory environment and closing those gaps and bridging, you know, making bridges towards all the animosity and ugliness that has been, you know, a part of the station for so many decades.
Cool. I hear you. And I just like to say about Sabrina, she's the kind of person that you'd love to meet at a radio station. Like when I was there, she started standing in front of the door, you know, checking me out and stuff. And she finally stepped into the door, and then she finally came in. And, you know, then I find out who she is, and she does this half-an-hour show and all this stuff. And then she starts doing stuff like coming in saying, I want to be on during the fun drive. I don't want to be preempted. you know, I want to be on and I want to do this. I said, well, you know, the pressure's on. You got to bring some money in here. You can't just be, you know. But I like that. And I'm just, you know, that's the kind of the good things that are happening around the radio station. When somebody comes in and they come in the room and they find out, no, he's no monster. Actually, he knows a little bit about radio. And so, you know, we get to chatting about all that kind of stuff and good things come out of it. So thank you for doing that, too. I appreciate it.
Sasha.
Hi, I want to apologize first. I really, really wanted to be here for your report. And so if you've covered this, which I suspect you haven't, don't worry about it. Somebody will fill me in. So we're the only station out of the five that is anywhere approaching solvent. I mean, we pay our bills and we manage and we lend people money. And I know that the GMs from the station sometimes meet by phone, and I don't know how to ask you this question because, you know, you should just talk about what you're comfortable with, but what do the GMs discuss when it comes to this issue? Because it's really scary. We're the only one that's solvent, and we're not rolling in money.
Well, I got to say that it's starting. Those calls on Wednesday are starting to be about real talk. For a long time, that elephant was always in the room, but nobody would talk about it. But Sam, the new CFO, has come in and has made it a priority for everybody to talk about cash flow and those things that we should be talking about. So now that's a very active part of it. We had a special meeting this week where we talked about ways to try to raise revenue because the CPB money is not going to come, you know, not this year. That's not going to happen. So everybody's trying to really figure out a way that they could, you know, raise money because we're not in the situation where if you don't make your payroll, that somebody else can just pick it up for you anymore. This shouldn't have been happening in the first place. But so it's gotten real on those calls. And I'm glad I'm sitting in Berkeley on that call and not anywhere else. Yeah.
Frank.
Sorry. How you doing, Quincy? I was curious, a couple months ago, we talked about the fund drive that was happening at the time, and we talked about the $25 gift. I was curious if anything ever happened to that, and just to put it out there so you know, when the Sharon Strand Ellison thing first came on, it was a free download that she offered and no charge to the apprentices or to KPFA. So what we did was we offered it for anybody that was a new member or anybody that donated $25. They got the free the download, whatever it was. We got 40 $25 donations in our hour for 800. So I'm just curious if we could find something to share with the people that can only donate 25. Like KPFA, to me, I feel like is in the business of also providing information. You know, some people don't ever have to pay. They can listen. But also to share, like, some of the gifts that we can that are no charge to us, that are free, you know, at a reasonable rate. And especially something like that non-defensive communication, I think is what it was called, that it could actually help, you know, our overall society and stuff. And I feel like it could be made available when it's free to us at a reasonable rate. So I was curious if there's like a $25 gift bag or whatever we could do that, you know, people that donate $25 can get, especially new members.
Yeah, we've been discussing that for a long time. And I think that's going to be a big part of what we do in April. We got this. I might as well kind of talk about it. It's a new idea that we have. For a long time, we've always hated that term sustainer. It just sounds too corporate. It doesn't really work for us. So we're going to go with this term that we've kind of messed around with and researched a little bit, and we're going to start calling them like KPFA allies. And so we're going to do this big campaign on April 15th. And the whole thing is about bringing in allies. And the $25 thing, which has been on my – I don't know if you haven't been in my office in a while because you've been busy. But on that $25 is written on my whiteboard, and it's been there because we've had this discussion before. We were so broke that last fund drive where we weren't able to really try to come up with a way to do the $25 right away. We needed big money, so we had to do our usual thing, what we do with premiums. But that's been on my mind. That's going to be a part of this whole thing in April. So next time you're in the office, come on in so we can, you know, bounce some stuff around. Maybe I can make the apprenticeship, First Force can do something. We can make that whole part of that day, and it would be terrific. Okay?
Jose Luis.
Thank you, Jose Luis. And
Thank you, Quincy. I want to follow up with Sasha's questions. It's what I had in mind, but I wanted to ask you, we have this dilemma of listeners in our area not wanting to give because Pacifica is going to take it away. But at these GM meetings, we're the only ones solvent. It's not coming to you, but these other managers need our money, and they're going to, and the CFO needs our money, and they're going to take it from us whether we like it or not. Yeah. How are you dealing with that part of these meetings? When
I bought a Glock. And no, there's what I do now is I keep my mouth shut. I made a big mistake. I used to get on those meetings and do what I do in my office. I was trying to teach and try to show these people how they can do better radio. And so by doing that, I would talk about all the great stuff that we were doing. And I thought I was making friends, but I wasn't. And so they're very happy to take our money and shut me up. But I put my foot down as much as I can. But I can only do it to a certain point of them yelling and screaming. But they do need my signature to actually take the money out of the bank. And I put up a hell of a fight. So I've already told them all, no, after what has happened to us, you know, in the last few months. And we've got us almost in a very dangerous situation where we're beginning to look like everybody else, that I'm just not doing it anymore. I'm just not signing. I'm just not going to do it. I said, I am fiduciary responsible for KPFA. So I am not going to put us in danger. You know, I'm just not going to do it. So that's what I have to put up with. But, you know, the ED could tell me, you know, you have to do it. And if she feels that I'm instructing, she can, you know, get rid of me. And then somebody else will sign that check.
Bill, you need to use the microphone if you're going to speak.
Does this relate to that $400,000 that got transferred over to Pacifica that was left to the KPFA, or are you talking about other money?
No, it's a combination of that one and another grant that we had that came to about, I think, $958,000, where $707,000 of it was used at other places.
And then the other question I had was, how many big donors have you talked to who told you that they would not donate to...
Exactly 107.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Who won't donate to KPFA because of the uh-huh. KPFA Pacifica
yeah.
problem.
Yeah, exactly. I stopped at 107. I got the message. I mean, so this happened in my very first year. I had the same situation at the museum, because when I took over the museum, they had gone through that Mecca thing that everybody keeps bringing up on occasion. So they had that stain on them. And so I had to like, oh, okay, how am I going to deal with this? So you just have to get workarounds and do other things.
So in other words, people in this area, Northern California, would support KPFA, but they won't support KPFA because they don't want to support WBAI. And
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They always they throw in a lawsuit. They always say, you know, there's always another lawsuit, and the money goes to for a lawsuit, or that's usually what they say.
To the snake oil salesman.
Okay. Okay.
That got a hold of WBAI.
I think we're winding up. Janet is the last person I see with a hand up, and I think then we're going to move the agenda. Thank you, Quincy. Hold on.
Any donation or bequest that spells out KPFA in the will?
What did you say? What was the question?
Any donation or bequest that spells out KPFA in its will or on the check and or on the check goes to KPFA. It would not go to Pacifica. And so I'm wondering whether you, when you spoke to those 107 people, that you specified that.
No, we specified on the website now
right.
to make sure the KPFA is written on the checks
right.
because we understood that problem. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. And what time is it?
That's not right.
Okay.
It's quarter till one.
Okay, so it's 12:45, and where we are on the agenda, I think, is the next meeting. Did we put it after the evaluation or after the GM? Okay, so we're at the calendar, and yes. Okay, let's.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. So who's handling the Barbara? Are you doing the calendar?
It's a discussion. I made a proposal, and I think you're the chair. You should chair a discussion. There were some other proposal also.
Why don't we have a five-minute recess?
We have a break scheduled at 1 o'clock.
Oh, okay, so in 15 minutes. So let's try and do this prior.
I just want to point out passed out a calendar with some dates on one side, and Barbara's proposal from the last meeting is on the other side, and Sharon had also passed around. It's like about a one-third sheet with some additional dates. So all for the purpose of discussion. So, yeah. Anyway, so they're there if you need them.
All right. So I would say what we're doing now is we've got all of it in the mix, and we won't put it into a motion yet until we're, like, getting there. Margie, is that okay?
I need a mic.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
Stack. Okay. So I want to say, first of all, I think we have to give up fourth Saturdays because we know that, I'm sorry? Well, we can't do fourth Saturdays because we know that Ramses, who is our vice chair, cannot attend meetings on the fourth Saturday.
I don't think we know that. We didn't know that. What he said was they haven't set their schedule yet and that he would know. So we don't know. He's going to be here. He's going to be late. He's coming from a meeting. But I don't think they set the schedule yet for the year, and he told us they didn't know yet.
He also doesn't know.
Oh, he's going to be elected, please.
So I don't see why we're having this conversation without Ramses. I think we need to postpone this discussion until Ramses is present.
Okay.
That's my motion. My motion is that we postpone this discussion, that we have it today, but we postpone it until Ramses gets here.
We're going to just do that, okay?
I think so.
Okay, that's by fiat. I'm doing it by fiat. Right, okay. We're going to have the discussion generally. Ramses is going to be here, so we're going to have this discussion later today. Yeah, and if he doesn't make it before we end, we'll have this discussion as we're closing in on running to the door. Okay. So then we are at the general manager evaluation, and Joy is going to make a report about that.
This is Joy Mora. Carol and I both attempted to have meetings before the holiday on this. Didn't work out.
Last year.
For whatever reason. But we are having our first meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, the 3rd at 3 p.m. at the station. First, we'd like to ask anybody, we had five people on the committee and we're down to three, Brian Edward Tika, Carol, and I. So I think if two other people would like to volunteer without there being a fight about it, a conflict, it would be good if we had a five-member committee. Did anybody want to volunteer?
Sure, I'll look.
You're on it. You're already on it. You're the fifth man, the sixth man, the silent man. So we have Sasha and Sabrina. Is that good? Everybody agree with that? Anybody disagree? We can move on. Good. So our first meeting is this Wednesday, 3 p.m. at the station. What's happened is wonderful Carol has gone back and researched what we did in the past. We're not reinventing the wheel.
Actually, Brian did that.
Okay.
He gave me that.
I'm glad that you didn't take credit for something. Okay. So just so everybody knows, the process will be that the general manager gets to do a narrative self-evaluation. We have a form for that. the LSB evaluation forum of the general manager. There's the committee does the work, but the actual evaluation is done by the LSB as a whole. The direct staff survey is a forum. There's also a general staff survey. Anybody want to know the difference between direct staff and general staff? Nobody?
Yeah.
Oh. Direct staff are people who are paid.
No.
Hold on. Let me finish.
Okay.
People who are paid are generally are the people who report to him. Okay. And unpaid staff or staff that are not paid are considered general staff. And that would probably include volunteers as well. Yes, because the people who program at night are volunteers. So let's straighten that out. And then the general staff. So and then the other thing was, which came up, and we're going to try to work it out in the committee, was how do we distribute the form and have it completed anonymously, but make sure there's no duplication or false forms sent in. So that's something we'll have to work out. And we're working out and looking at the possibility of an online forum. So there's ways to work it out, but that's what the work of the committee, and we'll come back with a proposal. She has a wonderful timeline. We're talking about 2 months. So let's say 2 months from Wednesday, we'd like to have a system in place and the forms distributed and people begin to fill it out and have it in, and so we can make a report to the LSB and have a formal actual evaluation.
Joy, I could get the website guys to set something up for you on the site if you want.
Of course. Well, that's up to the committee.
Okay,
we'll
let me
work
know.
That
just
out.
Let me know.
But we will. And did I cover it all, Carol?
I think so.
Any questions?
The committee is actually doing the work of gathering
the
various
forms. Yeah.
Evaluations from the various groups. The LSB itself does the evaluation. And forwards it to the PNB or
okay.
to the ED, I guess.
Yeah.
Janet.
Can you give her the mic?
Sorry, two things. One is, it is my understanding that all staff reports to the general manager, paid and unpaid. In any case, the other thing is that these GM evaluation meetings, as long as they do not refer to employee or specific things, they are to be public meetings with and noticed with the public being able to attend. So they need to be noticed to KPFTX and it is named a committee in any case, and other stations that do their GM and PD evaluation, they notice meetings, they have publics coming, attending.
The committee will discuss this and we'll come here with...
Well, we're noticing the meeting right now, Janet. So this is...
On the calendar, on the KPFTX calendar.
I don't know that we're saying that it's going to be a public meeting. I don't know if we're saying whether it's going to be a confidential meeting, what do you call it?
Executive session?
Executive session or not. I don't know.
Okay, I don't want to discuss that now, but I just want to say this committee meeting that we're having is to set up a system. There's nothing personal that's going to be discussed.
Right.
So there's no reason why it can't be a public meeting. But as far as the calendar, would we have to give it 48 hours, 72 hours?
Well, I think what Janet's point was, and correct me if I'm wrong, Janet, is that she wants the discussion of Quincy to be a public meeting, not executive.
No, we haven't gotten that far. She's trying to stop us right now. So let's straighten that out.
Oh, okay.
She's talking about the committee meeting we have scheduled for Wednesday.
Oh, you're saying we can't. Oh, because I see. Because of the CPB. Aha. Turn that on.
It's not a committee. You're not a committee.
Yeah.
You're a task force
assigned
by this LSB to bring back
a process
for the evaluation.
Same thing.
No, it's not.
Okay, that's your opinion, Janet. Your opinion and
interpretation. My opinion is that if it's a task force, it's not a committee. We don't have to. I mean, I think the meet. You know, I don't care if the meeting's open or closed, but I think that to the committee is the people are ready to meet this coming Wednesday. They can't do that under the rules. They have to give 7 days notice at minimum. I just think it's like, why bother? And this organization is full of task forces that meet and talk and do stuff and don't and make recommendations, and they don't have to go through the process of the public meeting notice.
Well, Joy and I will be having coffee, and maybe Sabrina and Sasha and Brian will be joining us for coffee next Wednesday at 3 o'clock. Okay.
Yeah, and if somebody wants to challenge it, I'm sure they will.
All right.
Okay, any other questions or comments on this?
It's the second, not the third.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Wednesday the second.
All right.
3 o'clock. All right, be there.
Be there or be square.
Oh, wow.
Okay. We're going, is it 1 o'clock?
Yeah.
Break. 7.5 minutes.
No, come on.
An ogre.
I gotta eat and go to the bathroom.
It's only 12:54.
12:54? Still. That's right.
You're back at 110, right?
110, 112, 115. There it is.
That's not enough time to get a margarita up.
115.